This is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between the Stone Pages website and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. Now the headlines from around the world are as follows. Irish archaeology is nearing a crisis point, while a dig in Ireland reveals ancient sites. English Heritage are launching audio guides, and a new battle is looming over the Thornborough Henges in Yorkshire. The Nine Stones have been vandalised once again, and the Bosnian Pyramid was created by nature, says a leading archaeologist. There's also an expedition seeking to find new clues to the lost Bronze Age culture of the Minoans, and ancient stone tablets have been found in Turkey. The unprecedented boom in property development and road building in Ireland has unearthed thousands of archaeological artefacts, but most of them lie gathering dust in the warehouses, hidden from public view. With nearly 200 times more excavations being carried out than in the early 1990s, new discoveries are no longer being reported, and Ireland's museums no longer have space to house them. As a result, some academics claim the country is being denied an opportunity to learn more about its history. A report prepared by University College Dublin and the Heritage Council says an unprecedented amount of new information about Ireland's ancient cultures remains unpublished because of a systematic failure and pressure from developers to get archaeology out of the way for the next development. Archaeology 2020 says the treasure trove of knowledge and artefacts that should have been accompanied the increase in excavations is not yet reaching the public domain. Dr. Marissa Sutherland, the head of the archaeology department at the University College Dublin and one of the authors of the report, said the entire archaeology sector is on the verge of crisis. He commented now that they have 20,000 licences granted each year and the private sector has mushroomed, but the state sector has grown very little. A backlog of some 4,000 excavation reports are unpublished, and the number is growing almost daily. Meanwhile, the volume of archaeological material being stored has grown so large that the National Museum has actually run out of space to house it. The University College Dublin report recommends reforming the tendering process for the state building projects and establishing new national bodies to oversee the sector. However, this is not enough, according to Kelly, who said that many archaeologists are underqualified, but legislation protecting discoveries and making them automatically the property of the state has left little incentive for developers to stall work and pay increased costs for excavations. This is a timely warning to us all in the private sector archaeology industry. And while we're in Ireland, here is such a site. Excavations carried out in preparation for the new M2 motorway and Ashbourne bypass in County Meath reveal people were living in the area up to 5,000 years ago. Archaeological investigations in advance of the scheme revealed over 20 new archaeological sites interspersed along the route. All the sites were fully excavated in advance of road construction during 2004 and 2005 by Cultural Resource and Development Services Limited on behalf of Meath County Council and the NRA. One of the earliest sites uncovered was a Neolithic henge enclosure at Kilshane near Finglas from around 3000 BCE. A unique feature of the site was the discovery of the remains of 40 to 50 young cattle in the base of the enclosing ditch, possibly a community animal sacrifice at the site. At the townland of Harlech's Town, an important complex of features was discovered, including an early Bronze Age circular burial enclosure between 2500 and 1900 BCE. Within the enclosure was a cremation burial as well as the burial of a woman and a man placed in stone-lined graves and accompanied by decorated pots. A square enclosure on the site was of a slightly later Iron Age date and was used for metalworking. At Rath, north of Ashbourne, an extensive Bronze Age and Iron Age complex of features was revealed with the evidence of settlement, industrial and funerary or ritual activities. A burial at the site of a woman wearing three copper alloy toe rings is unique in Ireland and may suggest a cultural connection with high-status Iron Age communities in Britain. English Heritage is set to launch audio and multimedia guide tours to visitors at 38 of its historic sites, including Stonehenge. The XP Classic players, supplied by audio and multimedia company Antennae Audio, will be customised with the English Heritage logo. Features will range from site information, images, videos and interviews, to interactive games. Devices used at 26 English Heritage sites and 12 more sites will incorporate the audio guides in 2007. Tracy Wadden, Visitor Operations Director for English Heritage in the South East, said the new audio guides will really enhance visitors' enjoyment of our sites and will bring history to life in an imaginative and entertaining way. 3 months after quarry firm Tarmac was refused planning permission to expand its operations near Thornborough Henges, north of Ripon in North Yorkshire, England, the company has formally lodged an appeal against the decision. The move comes as no big surprise, as Tarmac has indicated it would appeal after its plans were thrown out in February by a North Yorkshire Council planning committee. The matter could now end up being resolved at a public inquiry. The Henges have been described as a Stonehenge of the North. The site represents a scheduled ancient monument with legal protection, but campaigners who have bombarded North Yorkshire County Council with protests insisted that its immediate surroundings, including Ladybridge, must be saved from the effects of more quarrying. In February, North Yorkshire's Planning Committee voted 6-3 to reject Tarmac's application after receiving over 1,000 letters of objection and a 9,680 signature petition from people anxious to defend the three Henges dating back to 4000 BCE. The planning rules say that nationally important archaeology must be protected, so Tarmac are determined to prove the archaeologists wrong. They're appealing against a decision that was backed by English Heritage, who said in March that Thornborough is indeed a world-class heritage site. The nine stones of Winterbourne Abbas in Dorset, England, have yet again been damaged with graffiti. An English action, a Heritage Action site inspector found a 3-foot-high swastika on the largest stone closest to the road. This was clearly visible despite what appears to have been someone's valiant attempts to remove it. Fortunately, as of the 3rd of June, the swastika has now gone, presumably removed by another visitor to the site. Experts are trying to establish the frequency of abuse at this site, as there have been a number of attacks dating back over the last 2 years. A British archaeologist rejected claims that the hill in central Bosnia is a man-made structure that many local residents insist is a pyramid. Professor Anthony Harding, who is president of the European Association of Archaeologists, visited the hill and said that the formation was natural. No evidence at all has been found to support the claim that the site would be an archaeological site, he said. No pyramids are known in Europe, and there are no records of any ancient civilization on the continent ever attempting to build one. The pyramid theory was launched by an amateur researcher last year, but has been disputed by a number of local and international experts, who claim that at no time in Bosnia's history did the region have a civilization able to build monumental structures. They say the hill is simply a strange natural formation. Nevertheless, Semir Osmanagic, the amateur Bosnian archaeologist who has been investigating Latin American pyramids for 15 years, organised excavations at Visokica, about 20 miles northwest of Sarajevo, in April. His team, made up mostly of volunteers, found the 2,120-foot hill had 45-degree slopes pointing towards the cardinal points and also had a flat top. Under layers of earth, workers discovered what they claim was a paved entrance plateau, entrances to tunnels and large stone blocks. Egyptian geologist Ali Abd Allah Barakat, who arrived in May to check on Osmanagic's claim, says the structure is man-made and worth investigating. While most Bosnians are hopeful the pyramids will be found, a group of the country's archaeologists and historians have dismissed Osmanagic's mission as a farce. But Barakat recommended more experts visit the site. An archaeologist from Egypt is scheduled to visit the site this month, and UNESCO's Secretary General has said in an interview published in a local newspaper that they will send out a UNESCO team to determine exactly what it is all about. Just as a small matter of note here, in Yorkshire there's a famous pavement with regular blocks, however, entirely natural. The Badger website agrees with Professor Harding on this one. There are enough amazing sites in Bosnia without having to make others up. An underwater explorer who found the Titanic and a team of international scientists will soon survey waters off the Greek island of Crete for clues to a once powerful Bronze Age civilization. The expedition, about 75 miles northwest of Crete, aims to learn more about the Minoans and seeks to better understand their seafaring past 4 millennia ago. US researchers say the Minoans were engaged in broad-based trade with other civilizations, such as the Mycenaeans on mainland Greece, and perhaps with people as far away as the present-day Middle East. The latest expedition began last June in the Sea of Crete, where scientists using sonar have already identified possible ancient shipwrecks. Mary Hollinshead, an archaeologist at the University of Rhode Island and a member of the expedition, said it is clear the Minoans had contact with the Mycenaeans, the Egyptians and the Syrians in the Bronze Age, but scholars know little more about the nature of these relationships. Hollinshead and others are convinced that a key to understanding the links is finding the ships. The archaeologists also hope for a new insight into shipping in the Bronze Age, which lasted from around 3000 BCE to 1100 BCE, and witnessed a dramatic expansion in sea trade that went far beyond the Aegean region. Much like today, they believe shipping was comprised of large transit vessels that could sail for long distances and local peddlers who stuck close to the shores. On another leg of the $1.5 million expedition, University of Rhode Island scientists will study the seafloor around the Greek island of Thera, site of a massive volcanic eruption around 1600 BCE. They will examine the volcano's collapsed crater for the first time with underwater remote-controlled vehicles equipped with high-definition video cameras and temperature sensors. Since the island is buried in volcanic ash, any artifacts found there may be well preserved and hold the best clues to how Minoan culture thrived and why it ultimately waned. Ancient stone tablets and seals unearthed during archaeological excavations at the Sur Tepe Tumulus in southeastern province of Turkey, that's Şanlıurfa, they decided that this could shed light on other ancient structures discovered in the area. A team of experts headed by project director Jesus Fuensanta of Spain, who has been working in the area as part of the Tilbes Salvage project, discovered a monumental building believed to belong to the Persian Achaemenid period at the Sur Tepe mound during excavations in 2005. Sur Tepe is a large site covering 50 hectares and is believed to have been an area of settlement even during the late Chalcolithic and early Bronze Ages, that's the 4th to 3rd millennia BCE. Fuensanta explained in a statement that the Persian building was found in a place formerly uncovered by villagers. It had an official use until the early 4th century BCE. Up to 3 metres of its massive mud brick walls are preserved and has traces of a paved courtyard. Fuensanta believes that an enigmatic finding from the same archaeological season, a stone tablet with an inscription, could be associated with the Persian building. According to a preliminary study, the inscription on the find was made in Semitic. It was in use around the middle of the first millennium BCE. After translation and interpretation, it was discovered that the stone document was issued by the leader of the city to thank a deity for the assumption of his power. The results of the studies have been presented at the 28th International Congress of Excavations, Surveys and Research in Turkey. Once again, can I remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as a large UK heritage calendar, library and guidance section, can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. And remember that more can always be found at Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. Thank you very much for listening to the Archaeology News Weekly, and we hope you'll return again next week.